Hi, this is a dictation for Derrick Moore Jr. Derrick Moore Jr. Date of birth 8/23/1986. Date of accident is 10/23/2024. The patient is here as a result of the accident, suffering from various pain syndrome. He alleges that all of these syndromes, pain happened after the accident. He is complaining of pain in the neck to 9.5 without radiation to the upper extremity or any issues except for numbness of third and fourth finger both sides. Pain in the lower back is also reported to 9.5 without any radiation or weakness or any issue. Headaches to the frontal area is 8, but associated with dizziness. The patient reports that he can walk up to half a block without pain, sit for 30 minutes, stand for 20 minutes. He has to keep moving. He cannot sit all the time continuously. He do not report any weakness of the upper extremities or lower extremities. And he did not receive any cuts, bruises, laceration, fractures, or any other major issues. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a passenger in a taxi cab, sitting on the rear passenger on the left side. His friends were on the right side and one in the middle seat, and it is called van checker, V-A-N, van checker cab. And it was traveling at 30 to 50 miles an hour on Outer Drive eastbound, and before reaching Greenfield, the car was T-boned on a passenger side. The patient, Derrick, says he was looking at the phone and he didn't know the entire episode of accident, how it happened. However, after the accident, the cab driver was found chasing the vehicle that hit them, and they were hit at 50 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags did not deploy, there was momentary loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and the damage to the car is mostly to the right side of the car, but he was unable to move because of the pain, and he was stuck in the car. He couldn't come out of the car to take pictures. The EMS, when it came, they pulled him out of the car onto the stretcher and sent him to the Saint Agnes Hospital. So he doesn't know about the damage of the car. Regarding the injury, patient report that he hit his head on the front glass on the seat, the glass attached to the seat, as well as to the left door. And his neck jerked, and there was no damage to the chest, pelvic, abdomen, shoulder, elbow, or hip, or the knee, or ankle. But the left shoulder did hit into the window. The patient was taken to the emergency room, Saint Agnes Hospital, by ambulance. He was there for more than 7 hours. X-ray, CT scan were done, and they were found negative. Medications were provided, and he was referred to a pain physician for evaluation. History of the presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches that are located to the front, moderately severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and off and on, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura, sensitive to the light, and not sensitive to the noise. Additional symptom of TBI, patient is complaining of loss of balance, but there is no history of any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed or pooping in the bed, no nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. And regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain, which is there in the neck and the lower back posteriorly, and associated with numbness of the third and fourth finger, both sides, described as throbbing, cramping, punishing, cruel, aching, tender. Back pain is very sharp. Pain level is from 6 to 9, while ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing and walking, bending, while improved by lying down. Regarding the patient does report numbness and tingling of the pins and needles without any muscle weakness, no incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. There is no sudden anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, and no weakness, lightheadedness. Sleep disturbances reported. Patient has a limited sleep for 3 hours or so. Regarding past investigation, only X-ray, CT scan are done at St. Agnes Hospital in the emergency room. No other treatment is reported. Please review the record for the system review for his surgical history, allergies, family history, employment, legal, and personal history. ADLs. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 133 over 92, pulse 50, pulse ox is 99. The height is 6 feet and 1 inch. The weight is 210. The patient reports of 38-year-old African-American male of a very good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, quadriplegia. Sitting comfortably. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. It doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Very good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device or and is mobile. Gait is normal and non-antalgic. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a moderate spasm of the quadratus lumborum near the paravertebral region with the 1 plus hypertonicity from L1 to L5. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. Fine tenderness is noticed at right SI joint, L5S1, and T5, 6, 7, and C6 and 7. And T1. The range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is limited to 50, extension is 50, forward side flexion is 30, and rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, rotation bilaterally is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The Hoffman sign was found negative. However, the Sperling sign and the Lermit test were positive. The distraction test and Sotovar test negative. Myelopathy signs were absent. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral lateral leg raise test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive also. CAM test was positive. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, right SI joint was positive. With positive Faber test on the right, Gunsland test on the right. Negative distraction test, iliac compression, standing flexion. In the extremities, examination, right ankle patient complained of mild pain at the lateral malleolus. Slight swelling was noticed, but no fracture, dislocations. The range of motion of the ankle was completely normal. Distally, toes were moving normally. No deficit was noticed. No obvious fracture was noticed. No dislocations. In the diagnosis, V89.2 XXT, CNS R51, R42, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9. Lower extremities, pain in the ankle on the right, M25.57. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. SI joint, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is advised physical therapy to the neck, mid-back, lower back, right SI joint, and the right ankle. Continue along with traction massage, aquatherapy. The patient is advised to stay off work, hospital replacement and transportation. Medicine, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Allavil 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours for 7 days is provided. Maps and labs have been reviewed. The patient is advised to continue non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, yes, psychiatry, yes, for anxiety, if any, or sleep problem, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging record, and medical records. None is available. We have ordered a release from the Anagyras Hospital, and once available, they'll be incorporated in the next visit. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended except the SI joint injection, possibly. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past investigation, we will consider the new investigation for MRIs on the next visit, DMEs. The patient has ordered a neck brace, back brace, as well as tensionet and a ankle brace. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.